This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is a packed house in the studio. We have Tracy Gregoire.
Hi, hi.
We have Chef Patrick.
Hello.
And Donna from Delaware.
Can you know this? I'm in the house.
You are in the house.
Yes,
and
live
you know what?
And live in color.
My Amanda. My Amanda. No, come on in, Amanda. Oh, come on. It's all cool. Open that up.
What?
Yeah.
She can have this one. I'll take that.
No. You're all good. Where is she? By herself?
Yeah.
You left her there by herself. Get out. If Mike is listening, you are in trouble.
Deep trouble.
Oh, my. But Amanda brought surprises.
Yes,
Surprise? What'd you bring me?
Homemade.
Oh! Open them up, Tracy.
You are the devil. You are the devil. I love you.
A bag full of Dinah fingers.
Look at that.
Oh, they cool too. Oh, Lord. This is not good.
Oh, you really did get them down pretty good, huh?
Yes.
I am
Oh,
dying.
Dinah. Oh, Dinah. Oh, Dinah.
That is awesome.
Oh.
Hold on. I got to get a picture of them.
Oh. Oh, this is not a good look. Y'all going to send me home rolling down the street.
Be like,
and I'm not talking about on a river.
Get Lila, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Fingers.
Very
Thank
much.
You. You are
Thank
not.
Thank you very much.
You were in red, too. You are a little devil.
Dinah fingers.
Dinah. Oh, Dinah, where have you been all my life?
Well, let's get Linda in on this conversation because I'm sure she's listening and laughing, I'm sure. Hi, Linda from Kansas. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, I am laughing.
Yes, she is.
I told you. I know, Linda.
I'm extremely jealous. I love Dinah fingers. Somebody send me a share package.
You know, I wish I could, like, fling one to you in Kansas.
I know they are so good. I always picked up a couple. Every time I was in the Red Arrow when I leave, I'm like, oh, I got to take a couple of those with me. So they're so excellent.
Yeah. So we are we have a packed house in the studio today. We have Tracy's here co-hosting. We have Patrick here co-hosting. And Donna from Delaware co-hosting.
Okay, one of these days, Linda from Kansas is going to have to do
That's
it.
Right, Linda.
Good
you
got to
hit Linda.
Absolutely.
One of these days, when I get back there, believe me, all my schedule is going to be on Food for Thought live instead of over the phone.
Of course.
We would love that.
Yes, for sure.
I see all the pictures on your website of the studio that you do it from. And, you know, and I remember back doing it in that little room that we started the show.
Over in Bow.
Isn't
yes.
it beautiful, Linda? I love it.
The pictures are gorgeous. I would love to be there and be able to see the people going by and all of that. So, yeah, I can't wait to try it.
I know. We even have an official green room.
Oh, get out.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's very official.
Oh, it's not really green, though.
You have the mayor coming in for lunch. You have all these visitors coming in all the time, and you've got a green room. So
we do. So anyway,
we're official.
We are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is 4th of July weekend, and what do you have on tap for us?
Well, I was just putting together kind of a list. I've been going through past blog posts of some of my favorite dishes that I love for summertime, and ones that people, you know, either ask me to bring to a cookout or that I like to bring to a cookout. And I'm getting ready to put a post up of all those recipes so that you don't have to hunt through my entire blog to find the ones that I like for my favorites. And this past weekend, I actually took some what I call birthday baked beans to a cookout.
Birthday baked beans?
Yeah. I created it's a recipe I created for my late husband. And he loved baked beans, and he was always asking me, can you make some baked beans? Well, I don't care much for baked beans, so I would forget to make them. And so finally, for his birthday one year, I made a I came up with a recipe for baked beans, and he loved them. And he always used to say, can you make my baked beans for me? Can you make, you know, they were his. And I vlogged about him, and he's like, how many people have looked at the blog post? Are they watching? Have they been reading it? Are they doing a recipe? You know, he loves watching that. So that's one of the ones. And I took them to a family gathering last weekend, and everybody liked, they seemed to enjoy them. So
what's the reason behind the birthday part? Birthday. Why birthday?
His birthday.
What else you be making? Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday.
I made him for his birthday, so I called him birthday baked beans.
So. Nice. Nice. Very nice.
They're kind of Kansas City style with a little smoky bacon in it. A little smoky barbecue sauce and
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. If you put bacon, or do you put salt pork in them? You know, so I know in New England we put salt pork, but bacon goes well with it too.
I do.
Yeah,
both.
I like to give a little more smoke to it, so that's why I like to use bacon. I have used ham before in it too, if it's a particularly smoky ham, but I prefer bacon because along with a smoky barbecue sauce, I like to have the smokiness from the bacon too.
Smoking. Very good. That sounds delicious.
Now, there's quite a process with making beans. Once again, I don't do everything out of a can, but cranberry sauce and baked beans, I do out of a can. Sorry.
Hold on.
Now I'm getting the look. I don't know how to make beans. You have to, like, soak them in water for days or something, right?
No.
I don't do that.
Well, can I clean you up? With this particular recipe, I use canned pork and beans as the beans.
Oh, she doctors them up too.
Linda.
Donna's got a vein pulling out of her neck right now.
simply because I was looking through a bunch of recipes, you know, trying to get some inspiration from all these barbecue pitmasters and how they make their baked beans. And, you know, and being from Kansas City and with the Kansas City Barbecue Society, we're looking through their stuff, and they all start off with pork and beans. And I'm like, well, heck, if it's good enough for them, I might as well do it for myself. So, and I do it in a crock pot, too. And I actually, truthfully, going back, dry beans, I cook them in a crock pot just so that I don't have to stand over them. And, you know, if you do them in a crock pot, you don't have to soak them.
That's right. The crock pot is your sister.
I never knew you could do that with beans in a crock pot.
Yeah, I just learned it doing a recipe for ham and beans and minestrone like about a year ago. And I was reading, and the folks at America's Test Kitchen, you know, the Cooks Illustrated people, in one of their cookbooks, they were talking about that you don't have to soak the beans if you're going to put them in a crock pot. That they'll cook just fine. Yeah, the key with beans, cooking dried beans, is don't put any tomato in with them while they're initially cooking, or they won't get soft.
Interesting. But, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, the acidity from the tomato, you know, kind of blocks that, you know, that whole the whole production, you know, the protein coming out of the beans.
So yeah, if you want to add that, you have to wait until they're cooked.
Yeah, right before the end. Yep. So, okay. But you can also.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way back when I lived in Gloucester, Mass. Many, many years ago. I would try to make this minestrone in a crock pot, and I put all the beans in, and they'd cook all day, and they never got soft. I'm like, what is that? Well, it's because I was adding a can of diced tomatoes, too. So you can't do that.
It's funny how some chemical reactions work, you know. So.
Well, thanks for sharing that, because I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, so keep, you know, avoid that. Avoid putting – I try and cook up the beans. Maybe with some flavorings like, you know, herbs and onions and stuff, but I don't put any kind of acidic anything in there and I even kind of avoid the salt until towards the end, and then I'll just season it up then. So,
a lot of times too, when you simmer that down with bacon, and the bacon will add enough salt to it, you know, towards the end of the simmering process, it'll do that too.
So. Right.
This baked beans recipe doesn't have any salt in it at all because it doesn't need it. So.
Right. For those listeners tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are on the line with Linda Ditch of Kansas. You can check her blog out there and back again, lyndaathompson.blogspot.com. It's a great blog. She has all kinds of recipes and stories and her travels and all that. So, Linda, what are you doing for the 4th of July weekend?
Actually, I'm I'm going to a big the Episcopal Church I belong to has a huge community wide 4th of July celebration that they do with music and it's a non-denominational, everybody gathers together thing. So I intend to go to that, and then I can sit in my apartment and look out a window and see all the fireworks going off all across the weekend. So
nice.
From the 7th floor up here, it's a great view. So I plan to hang out and watch the fireworks go off with maybe a cocktail or two and enjoy that. So it's pretty toned down 4th of July weekend for me this year. Just no cookouts. We had a cookout last weekend, I guess. So nobody's really doing one this weekend. So
kind of a nice low-key kind of, holiday weekend for you. Sounds fine.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Well, and I'm looking forward to, I'm actually going to do some upgrades on the blog. And and before long, it will have its new domain name. Instead of going to the blog spot, it'll be thereandbackagainfood.com that you'll be going to after this weekend. So.
Oh, good. So let me know that next week. Sounds great. Good.
You bet. I will. I will indeed.
Do you have another recipe for us, or are you?
Well, for the 4th of July, the other one that people tend to always ask me to bring to a cookout is the recipe for Mama's broccoli salad.
Ooh.
Now, Mama was my maternal grandmother, and I got her recipe file when she passed away. And it was when she moved to senior housing and didn't want to cook anymore because, amazingly, she was a wonderful cook and she hated it. She hated cooking. And so she was more than happy to move to senior housing where they did the cooking for her and to hand me over her recipe file and never do it again.
Here you go. But, I'm done.
Yeah. And so I found in a recipe file one for broccoli salad, which sometimes on a salad bar, I don't know about back there, but back here on salad bars, you'll see it's a broccoli salad that has like raisins and sunflower seeds and onion and mixed in with it. And in a mayo kind of dressing, like it's almost a dressing like a coleslaw kind of dressing. And I don't know if you see it much back there, but around here it's very popular. And my sister-in-law had asked me to make some, and I was looking around, and I just happened to look through her recipe file, and I'm like, well, I'll be darned. There's Mama has one for it. It also has bacon in it too, which everything's better with a little bacon in it.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have that fat.
That's right. So that one is a bit off. That's the one is requested a lot from people as well. And then, of course, I have a rustic peach pie or a peach tart, which is nice because you'll fill that need for pie without having to try and fit the crust in the pie pan and all that, because it's all just made on a cookie sheet. And you roll out your pie dough and you put all the peach stuff in the middle. You fold the crust up over the top somewhat and leave a hole in the middle and throw it in the oven. And so you don't have to worry about it being this perfect little crust with the crimped edges and stuff, which I'm terrible at. So
I never would have thought to make a pie that way.
I know.
Plus,
me
then
neither.
It's bigger, right?
Well it's the whole cookie sheet.
You roll out your crust, but. I just like it because it's easier. You're not crimping edges. You don't have to worry about the crust, shrinking down. And I don't know, pie crust and I go round and round sometimes. So.
Yeah, well, Pillsbury is my very good friend.
Yeah,
Jiffy makes a good one, too.
Look at Donna.
She's getting the eyeball from Donna again.
The eyeball again.
Believe me, I used to, anybody that's had a perfect pie for me in the past, it's been thanks to the refrigerated Pillsbury crust. But
I'm pretty sure you can make it. I'm pretty sure you got that crust thing down, especially when you're talking about a tart. You got that crust thing down. You do.
You're just
not giving yourself enough credit, but you got that crust thing down, girlfriend. Especially when you're talking about a tart.
I know how to make them, but they don't always look the best,
It ain't about the look, it's about the taste. Once you chop that pie up anyway, it ain't gonna look too good on their plate anyway, as long as it tastes good.
That's what my mom always said too. She's like,
don't worry, once cut it before they even see it, then you ain't even gotta worry about it.
My mom used to say the messier it looked, the better it
tastes. You can have it all cut in. I say, I already pre-cut it, y'all ain't even gotta worry about it. Just stick the fork and go on.
Hey,
you ain't gotta worry about no presentation. Mm-mm, it's the taste. It's all about the taste. And I'm pretty sure you got that taste thing down.
all about the base?
Taste. Not the bubba base. Taste.
So, okay, Linda, so all these recipes that we just chatted about will be on your blog?
Yes, I'm getting ready to post make a post now that's going to have all the links to them, so you'll Perfect. Be able to find them. Oh, and just to be on the healthy side, my Aunt Mabel's honey fruit salad dressing is a nice little dressing that's not too sweet, you know, because sometimes those dressings on fruit salads are a little too sweet. Well, this one's not too sweet. It even has some savory stuff in it with a little celery and everything, so it's a nice little topping for a fruit salad, too. So
that sounds delicious. Well, I'm curious about the peach pie on the cookie sheet pan. I'm interested in that. So I can't wait to check out the blog.
There.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you so much, and I hope you have a nice, pleasant, relaxing 4th of July.
You guys have a good one too, and I'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Happy 4th, Linda.
Happy 4th to you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's always fun talking to Linda in Kansas. She knows her stuff.
Should ask her what the weather was in Kansas, you know?
I know. That is true.
You know, we were having tornadoes up here. I mean,
we were talking about them when we were.
As long
having...
as we ain't see Dorothy flying on the broom, we good. No twitching and, you know.
All right, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, and Donna from Delaware is in the house. And when we come back, we are going to open up our Dinah fingers, because I am dying for Chef Patrick to try one of these.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Three people who have never tried one.
Oh, three of you never have?
Yep. You never had a Dinah either? Nope. Oh, Tracy, we in for it, ain't we?
Yes, we are.
You
That's
are
all right. Y'all, we going to make Ted work y'all out tonight. Y'all going for a walk.
Oh, my goodness. And listeners, you know, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. Also, anytime if you have any questions for us or anything, we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. As Mike is sailing the seas, we are in the studio, and for us, it's a Friday because, there is a show tomorrow. It's just not going to be a live show. So we are in studio today with Tracy and Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College, and Donna from Delaware.
That's right.
And
See, I'm going to have to come up with one something now.
All
right.
I like that one, Patrick.
All right. And I asked my my wonderful assistant, Amanda, while we were chatting about Dinah Fingers and Twinkies and all that. Now, Chef, let me finish my sentence because the listeners can't see us other than the ones that are here in the Beacon Building and can see us. But I had Amanda go and grab us some Dinah Fingers from the Red Arrow right down the street. So we are all opening up our Dinah Fingers right now. And now, do you notice the texture?
I noticed the color of it.
The color.
Are dynamic. They're awesome.
Smells good.
Aren't they?
Mm. The texture, I noticed it's wow.
It smells
naughty.
And you know
what? Actually, we're going to put this on hold because we have a call.
Okay.
All right.
We have Pat from Manchester. Is this my friend,
guys.
Pat? Hi, Pat.
Welcome to Manchester, Donna.
Thank you, Pat. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing awesome, although I'm not enjoying a Dinah Finger right now.
Know what? I'm going to enjoy it for you. It's all good. You know, let me have my moment.
Pat, you can come on down and grab one. We have plenty.
Well, I can't find any room for the backhoe, and I'm sure my boss wants me working. But I wanted to share a recipe. I've been wanting to share this one for a little while here.
Okay.
And it's, kind of healthy here, so it's good. And it's, we take the boneless, skinless thighs.
Yes.
Either turkey or chicken thighs. And sear them, you can put some kind of rub on them, and then you sear them, real quick on both sides. And then this is also an easy cleanup thing, too, because in that same pan, then you pour in a little bit of chicken broth. And take a can of the black beans, you rinse and drain them and throw those in with the chicken thighs as they're cooking. And then once that all gets, all heated up through and thoroughly cooked, you take it out, you know, you plate it, and then you can throw some salsa. And the salsa, you can either, you know, do like a sweet salsa or a spicy salsa. You know, a little dollop of sour cream and or light sour cream, and there you go. Easy cleanup and pretty healthy, too.
It's funny you mention that because Tuesday we were talking about that, and I said, that's what I've been cooking with lately as far as chicken goes, those boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
That's true. We're having that tonight.
Oh, yeah. Or you, I like the skin on, too. But,
you will be cooking with dark meat.
Oh, absolutely. You know? So
and the thigh, man. You're a thigh man. And he was like,
you
were talking about the thigh. You said you put the thigh in there and you rub the thigh. I heard you say rub the thigh and make sure you had the thigh in there. Uh-huh. You want, and the thigh is the dark meat, huh?
I do similar things with that. I put chicken stock, tomatoes, and then I put capers and black olives, and we make a puttanesca sauce out of it and let it simmer down in there. Ooh, oh,
that sounds fancy.
Perfect too. But anyway, like you said, because that cut of meat or that for the chicken, and that's the juiciest part of meat.
It's the best part of meat. The thigh.
Absolutely,
Pat. I think
the chef part of you, but for anybody who's a bachelor or you know. Eating by yourself, night.
You want some thighs.
Absolutely, you know. So
Pat, I think I missed how you're cooking them. Was it crock pot or pan?
Seared
them.
No,
so in
one big skillet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Can you throw some chips with that and make it like a dip? You could mix that all up, right? Couldn't you do that and have some chips on the side or something like that? Because it sounds kind of, you know, Southwestern.
Yeah,
I guess you could, yeah. Yeah, well, we just ate it like it was.
What
you
about
know,
some rice? Because I need some starch. Over top rice?
What was the last thing?
Over top some rice would be good?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
It would be very good. Very
okay.
good.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Bye, Pat.
Hopefully you enjoy your time here in Manchester.
Well, you showing me a lot of love, and thank you, Pat.
All right, take care.
Bye, Pat. Bye. Oh my!
So yeah, no, that's one of the, it was funny. We were just talking about that on Tuesday, and I was talking about with your father, and as I said, I love cooking with those. Yeah, that's recently. That's what I
yeah.
So I'll just share. It's not a recipe, but my husband has been making those a lot this summer, and I just. Probably the best chicken thighs I've ever had. And he puts a rub on them. Like they're sitting in the refrigerator right now. He'll do that in the morning, get them all, put a rub all over them. A little bit of grapeseed oil. He just drizzles a little bit of that over it, puts some sort of rub. He mixes it up all the time. Then he will put them on, like he gets charcoal, put on a charcoal grill, hot on one side and sear them like nice and crisp and flip them. And then he'll put them on the side where there's no charcoal and do like indirect heat for like an hour, and then just leaves them in there.
And, like
and they're so
juicy. You have no idea.
My mother used to do them too, and this sounds weird. And we used to bake them off, but you take Italian breadcrumbs and you cover them with mayonnaise, and then you dip them in the breadcrumbs and bake them off like that. They come out like they're like fried chicken. It comes out perfect.
There's one thing in this world that my husband will not eat. It's mayonnaise.
Oh yeah, my brother's the same way. That was my defense against my brother when I was growing up.
Come at him with a spoon.
Oh yeah, I had a squirt bottle.
I'm gonna try that at home.
In high school, I used to cover his doors with it. Everything else, it's a total defense against big brothers. I'm telling you.
That is cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Instantly.
They can't stand the smell of it.
No,
anything.
And I start running, and that gives me plenty of time. You know, so
I can see Patrick chasing his brother with a squeeze bottle of mayonnaise.
You don't know the half. That's no kidding.
All right, let's get back to the Dinah fingers.
Dinah fingers.
Start opening. Start taking a bite.
Mine's already open.
I need to get a picture.
Mine's already open.
All right, listeners, they have all of their
Dinah You're going to have to talk while we do this.
They're yellow, open. They're creamy, they're dreamy, and they're
Donna,
good.
Move over a little.
Oh, I got to go over.
Got it. Oh, that's so cute, you guys. They are all biting their Dinah fingers. Oh, I think they might like them. Mm-hmm. Oh, they can't talk. How are they?
That was me talking with my mouth full.
Amazing. These are like, oh my goodness.
Those are spot on.
I'm going to have
right?
to.
It's better than a Twinkie.
These are better than a Twinkie.
Oh yeah, they definitely
Agreed.
Are.
You're going to make me a fiend.
Yeah. You're going to have to go to the gym three times.
No, I'm going to have to be like knocking on the door and talking about, Carol, do you got any of them diners? I like 3 o'clock in the morning, knocking on her door.
Oh my gosh,
this is good.
Yeah, huh?
Excellent. Thank you, Amanda, for bringing them down.
Thank you, Amanda,
and to whoever brought
yes,
them
thank
over.
You.
Thank you
from
thank
the
you.
Diner. Thank you.
You know
excellent.
What? And who baked
spot
them?
On.
Thank
you,
you Baker.
When my dad was hanging out right here,
yep,
he was babysitting because she went to go get them.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Do you have a specific pan that you? Because you know, like perfect.
We have Twinkie pans.
Wow. You have Twinkie pans. Oh, okay.
Yes, we do.
I didn't know
we do.
Yeah.
They do.
They that's awesome. Mm. It's like the right texture and everything. I mean, like,
it is.
You talk about that, you know, like the bottom part, you know, like we always have it in a Twinkie, we used to sit on the paper, and then you take them off, and there would still be that cake
yes.
that's on the bottom of the paper, and
yes.
you take it with your finger as a kid.
Uh-huh.
This has that on there, everything from, but it's better.
It's
better.
The cream. It
yeah.
is
yeah.
the cream.
The moisture
the
to it.
The cream is so good.
You're going to sell out today.
Absolutely.
If you do not go get the cream out of this Twinkie, I'm sorry, Dinah. Thank you. It's
well,
so creamy.
Two things I like. So that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to get just a pile of these and then that mug of bacon that you have there, too.
For breakfast?
Maybe I'll get it on a Frisbee so I can take the Frisbee home,
there
too.
There
you
go.
Know, so.
Could you make it in a big cake?
Good?
Yeah.
Make it a big giant Twinkie.
You know, like wedding cakes, you know? People would love that. Like a big cake and it's filled with that.
Stack it up, make like a wedding cake out of it.
A Dinah Finger cake?
Yes.
Dinah Finger wedding cake.
Yes. Oh.
Just stack them and put the extra
she
cream
just,
on
she
top
just
of it.
Got you tons of orders.
Yeah.
You cut pretty good.
You
it
cut
is,
that
yeah.
open in a
I
wedding cake?
I haven't had one for a long time.
So we're going to take just a minute while... Well, Carol now eats her Dinah Finger and thank some. What? Oh, sorry. She's smelling
not
it.
A Dinah Finger. I'm
she's
just looking at it.
She's smelling it. Thank a few more sponsors. And since we're enjoying Dinah Fingers, we'll start with Red Arrow Diners from Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive through in Londonderry. RedArrowDiner.com. Also, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. NewEnglandCoffee.com. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company.
I think you better say that one again.
Yes. Where can I get that last one?
Integrityfit.com. We're yep. all going to go there today.
We do.
I just like to know where it is. I have another Dinah Finger.
Oh, it's all back there.
I'm going to go down there and start passing them out. Here, you should try some of these. These are great.
Delish.
You guys have to take them home for your kids.
Well, definitely. I definitely will.
They will thank you tremendously.
Absolutely.
So I have something
should
we go
to I break?
Saw. Yeah,
let's go
do
to
that.
Break,
okay.
And then we come back. You are going to talk about what you saw.
Yes, okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and I have many co-hosts today. It's fun because the last 2 weeks that Mike's been sailing, every day I've had a different co-host, and it's been really fun. And today I have Tracy and Chef Patrick and Donna from Delaware is actually here in-house.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. I just ate a whole Dinah Finger.
Yeah. You did.
Oh,
you smelled it.
That's right.
You
I
smelled,
only smelled
the
it.
Whole
right.
thing.
I ate one whole. Okay, so
I inhaled
one bite. Chef
yes.
Patrick.
Yes, just one Don't. Bite. I just ate the whole thing. I said I couldn't help out. You know. So tempting.
I am pretty impressed that you ate that, Donna.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't think that you would. I figured you would have just taken one bite and
Are
that would have been
crazy?
It.
Are you crazy? Anything with some sugar and some cream? We on. You hear me? You could give me something with some sugar and some cream. It's done.
So, Tracy, what did you have over there?
So, I saw on Facebook, and then I saw that it was actually on WMUR News. So, I saw the video. I didn't see it live, but
oh,
I saw
know
it.
What you're going to talk about.
Yeah. So, one of our sponsors actually had was interviewed by WMUR, Kevin Cornish, Casey from Casey's Rib Shack, because of a response that he had sent out about a Yelp reviewer that kind of slammed his restaurant. And, you know, it's just one of those things that Yelp is kind of, it can either make you or break you. And sometimes the things that people put on there maybe aren't entirely the whole truth. You're getting one side. And as a restaurant owner, you probably have had experience with that as well. So it was kind of nice because as a restaurant owner, you're kind of, you have to go on the assumption and say the customer's always right. That's what you're told. You know, you want to stay in business, obviously. But he actually spoke out about it, and he's getting a lot of support.
He is. It's a have you seen the?
Yeah,
seen
yeah. It? You know, and I have my own personal opinions about it too, because you know, you talk about Yelp, and they call it like a reviewer site. It's not a reviewer site. You're not a professional that's reviewing a restaurant.
When you're complaining.
You're complaining, exactly. And people get belligerent nowadays. They're sitting mm-hmm. literally in your restaurant if they don't get something they want. Oh, I'm gonna get on my phone and Yelp about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, go right ahead. You know, it's not like it's a professional food writer or someone has some mm-hmm. sort of knowledge about mm-hmm. food that's coming into your restaurant. Mm-hmm. Even food writers,
the internet has that way of doing it.
Too. It is.
I mean,
it is. It's like
you can
Facebook
hide. You can
is.
Hide behind some things and just say what you say things that aren't really positive because you can hide behind it.
Yeah. You know, if it was written tactfully in a manner that said, okay, this is some good things, this is what I like, okay, then you can kind of read through and pick through and be like,
exactly.
okay, I could see where that would be it. But people just get nasty nowadays and they get on Yelp. And you know what? You got to give – if you don't support your local restaurant or anything like that, then you're not going to have them.
Exactly. No. It's you awful. Know? And as restaurant owners, you know, that's how most of us all feel. They can, like you said, they can make you or break you. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, it one little thing, you know, other people read it and it goes on and on and on. But Kevin responded back mm-hmm. and he's so busy. It's not even funny. I mean, it
good
is crazy.
Yeah. Good for him.
People are supporting him.
I mean, because
like
if you have
said.
A good product, you know, you have to stand up for what you believe. And so I'm glad that he did.
Yep, he definitely did. So. It's been,
It's funny.
And I find that when I'm reading stuff like that, it just like you said, Chef Patrick Wooden, if it's a good review that it sounds like, all right, you know, this was great. Maybe this was a little bit off. They could improve by this. Those are the kind of reviews that I will take the time to read. But if it's somebody that is obviously out to have a vendetta and they sound like, you know, if they sound like they're yelling in the review, I don't even waste my time.
Well, and here's another thought too to this. Restaurants sometimes are so competitive with each other when you go
they
a lot
do
of
it.
Mm-hmm. There's other restaurants that get on there and will give your restaurant a bad review just
exactly.
Just because.
Do you know I never even thought of that?
Oh, yeah.
My
yeah.
brain does not work that way.
Or disgruntled employees.
Or disgruntled employees. Or there's so
that's
many different variations.
Or it's just mean people out there.
Yeah,
it's
that's
some,
true too.
We live in a world where there's some really mean and people don't care about people.
And the mean ones are the ones that seem to always have the time
to
go
that.
Out of their way to do whether it's just whether it's Yelp, whether it's anything, the mean ones are the ones that have the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes the people who are really have, like, I'll go to a restaurant and, you know, have an amazing meal and I don't Yelp it. I don't really have time to, I will very rarely put something out on the internet. I don't do a lot of Facebook stuff. I don't do a lot of any of that. So the people who are really enjoying it aren't necessarily going out there and going out of their way to do it either. So.
Yeah. And you can never, I always used to say this, you can never judge someone else's opinion. You have to go on your own and you have to find out what you like. It doesn't matter if they don't like it. It means you might like apples and I might like oranges, but it doesn't mean that it's still fruit. So I think that you should, I always go on my own opinion and my own heart. Just because someone else says something doesn't mean necessarily that I have to agree with what they have to say. Yeah. I have my own mind and my own opinion. So I always be like, whatever, and I'm going to try what I feel.
And isn't that the fun of trying a new restaurant?
Yes.
You don't know what it's going to be. You might love it. You might hate it. But it's kind of that's why I like to, instead of going to the same place all the time, which I used to be really guilty of, and as I'm getting older and I'm like, you know, no, we've been there. Let's try someplace else. A lot of times it's fun to go try something else, and you might leave there and think, oh, my God, that was the worst place I've ever been to. But then you laugh about it. You know, you're like, you know, you have a memory for it because you still tried something new.
Yeah, one of the things, Donna, you just said is what I try to work with my students on, and I say, you guys are becoming culinary students. Let's try it. I said, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You might not like it. But students have a tendency to be like, yuck, this is disgusting. I said, no, it's not disgusting. Okay, you might not care for it. Okay, so don't say that in my kitchen, you know? You might not care for it, but say we tried caviar one day. Oh, I said, well, you might not like it, but other people do.
Right.
I said, but you learn how to respect it and learn how to use it inside your foods to enhance what you're doing instead of be negative about it in certain things like that. But, you know, people have such strong opinions. I've met so many people that are such bland eaters, you know, and they sabotage themselves just because, that's not the type of French fries you should be cooking. I've been eating this since I was a kid. Okay, well, maybe you've been eating it wrong. I don't know. I'll tell you, you know.
That's called never evolving.
Exactly.
You have to evolve.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, as older you get, if you're not evolving, then you're just dissolving. That's what I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you have to evolve,
yeah,
or you're going to dissolve.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like in anything.
I know.
And people, it even goes, and people ask me too, like, well, what's the best wine should I get? You know, like, oh, the people shop for wines.
We were just discussing wine.
And people think that if you go into a store and you get the most expensive bottle of wine, that's like, oh, yeah, that's great. No, there's some really good expensive bottles of wine. But there's also, nowadays, there's so many different wines out there, so many different kinds.
Yeah.
You know, buy it. If you like it, then that's yours.
Right.
It's about preference and your taste.
Yeah.
And it's never about the price. It should be about what you like.
Exactly.
Because if you can find something that's $10, you can find something that's $200.
Yeah.
It's about your taste and the way you feel about it.
Exactly.
Yep. And if you enjoy
that's right.
Yep, exactly. So.
And I enjoy it, so I drink it.
Oh, why? So, but yeah, everybody's got their own opinion, I guess.
Definitely.
Follow your
heart.
That's
what makes the world go round. Yeah. Different people, different opinions.
And you have to follow your heart. It's your heart, you know, follow it.
But be nice when you do.
Yeah.
For those people who are putting out bad reviews and... You know, just think about everybody and follow your heart, but do it nicely.
And do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's right.
Because if it was you, how would you feel? And that's the way you should treat people.
And support your local restaurants, no matter what. Go back three times, even if you had one bad meal. Well, try it again. You know, it doesn't mean anything unless, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, people are always like, oh, you know, good restaurant. Well, you don't support the restaurants, and how are these people supposed to stay in business?
Yep.
You know, you look at Manchester nowadays, and you see all these beautiful restaurants that are down through Manchester. You know, such great restaurants nowadays, you know,
as
from before. And it's like, you know, it's like there's so much different variety. Well, how are these people going to stay here unless everybody gets out there and starts eating at these local restaurants?
That's true.
Unless you're going to have a world of McDonald's and that's it, you know. So.
And, you know, from an owner's perspective, you know, when they publish the health department scores of each restaurant, and, you know, right away, of course, everybody goes to the bad ones, you know, right away. They don't go to the positive ones. They'll go to the bad ones and say, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm never eating there again. Now, as a restaurant owner, you know, they come in unannounced.
Yeah, so many different variables.
Always. There's so many different variables.
Yeah.
You know, for us, it seems, you know, when I was hands-on, especially in Manchester, it seems like they'd come in on a Friday at, you know, 12:20 when it is slamming to the walls.
Yeah.
There's a line out the door. It's busy. Of course, there's going to be stuff on the floor. There's going to be, you know, they always come at those particular times. And, you know, and they're just look, they have to mark something off.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them aren't very nice. And
it depends.
You know,
There's a lot
of variables.
You know, like we've seen them before in some restaurants I've worked at, and they'll come over, and one of the things they'll do, they'll take the thermometer, stick it in the temperature in your refrigerator. Well, like Carol said, right in the middle of a lunch rush, you're opening that refrigerator door about 20 times back and forth. Well, what's the temperature going to be? It's going to catch up to it, and it's okay. There's a certain amount of period of time that you have, you know, to let that to catch up with it. But what do you think you're going to find? You know, so it's skewed sometimes. They want to come in during that time because they want to see safe food handling practices, and that's great.
But, you know, it's funny. We have it all, like, down pat because when she walks in, she usually walks in the front door, and we've had a girl the last couple rounds, but they do change. She walks in the front door, and then we have this little line of communication that goes through. They go to the phone in the kitchen. She's here. The kitchen goes to the prep. She's here. So everybody runs in the walk and cover everything up. Make sure everything's, you know, because that's what they do. You know,
I mean, I had one tell me, you should be able to do everything with you. I've seen a guy break a whole chicken down with a pair of tongs and a knife. And is that practical? I mean, come on, your best tools are your hands.
Exactly.
You know, if you wash your hands constantly.
Correct. Say it again.
Wash your hands. Wash it. That's it.
Say it again.
Wash your hands. hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. You should be washing your hands 1,000 times. But you know what? It's, you know, and wear gloves. Okay, wash your hands, wear gloves. Okay, now we have gloves nowadays too.
I prefer you to wash your hands because some people, that glove thing is
some people think
they just gross. They just take it off and put another one on. They never wash their hands.
Yeah.
Or they have it on and touching everything. They touch and they go back.
Everything. Like,
yeah, that glove's not a deterrent from bacteria. No, like
wash your hands.
Yeah. Shave, wash your hands.
Yes, clean. Wash your hands. Wash everything.
Oh, and don't taste out of your...
Oh, no.
That one time you called in here, remember that? We had a ball here sitting there.
What happened? I don't remember.
She was her sister-in-law. Was it your sister-in-law?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hand over my bowl. I'll already stab her with a fork.
Don't double dip and don't
wash your hands. Don't do dirty stuff in the kitchen.
Don't cook with your sister-in-law, no.
In-laws are outlaws.
Oh my gosh, we are nearing the end. I know the music's gonna start any second now.
What a great show.
A fantastic show. Very, very fun. And
it has been fabulous.
I wanted you to have some last words.
I get some last words. Well, you know what? Donna's got a website now. Get it, Donna's. Donna's Delights, www.donnasdelights.com. And I'm also on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. And you're going to start finding me everywhere, you know, because that's how Donna's going to be doing it in Delaware. I had a fabulous time in New Hampshire. Everybody's been feeding me, and it's just been great, and I just love it. And remember, life is for living, and food is for giving. And Donna's out of here!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Up next is Kale and Company, and we'll see everybody next week. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Irish Pub, downtown Hillsboro. Find them on